This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Bet Online is your number one source for the NBA Finals and Stanley Cup Finals this season. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. When the game is over, head on over to our online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or poker or unwind one of our over 150 slot games. Head to the website today to get in on the action. Use promo code BLAV, that's Believe, for 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. That's promo code BLAV. Bet Online. The game starts here.
Who that say they gonna beat them say? Who that? Who that? Who that say they gonna beat them say? Who that? Who that? Who that say they gonna beat them say? Who that? Who that?
Yeah. Like Benson, I'm a who that.
I'm a who that.
Long as I'm living, I'm a who that.
I'm a who that.
Lose or winning, I'm a who that.
I'm a who that.
Sports coma, yeah, this is where we do that.
Where we do that.
Where we do that.
Where
we do that. Where we do that. Where we do that. Boogie like Benson, I'm a who that.
I'm a who that.
Sports coma, this is where we do that.
Where we do that.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Somebody please better help. Running this thing like elf. Thank God every day I'm not a felt. Go to YouTube live with Big Q and the guys. If you ain't ride or die, the bandwagon get flipped. Been marching in, that was way for the ring. I was yelling out your shame for the championship. Bucking on town, duck down. Falcons pluck, get shut down. Panthers ain't much touchdown. The vision really belong to us now. So much hate on the Saints, you could probably tell. Ever since Bounty Gate hit the NFL, when things seem fishy and you probably smell the crooked referees on Roger Goodell. Bucking like this and I'm a who that. Every day I'm living, I'm a who that. Lose or winning,
I'm a who that.
It's the sports coma, this is where we do that. 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 Boogie like this and
I'm a who that.
It's the sports coma, this is where we do that.
You're
listening to the sports coma with Big Q and the guys on the PRO Media Network.
Just based upon how they're set up from a salary cap perspective, there's always some interesting situations in terms of some of their veteran players. We got at least a couple of them who we haven't seen a whole lot through the spring.
Marshawn Lattimore has been away from the team during OTAs as he was the subject of trade rumors. He is expected to participate in the mini camp this week. As Nick Underhill of New Orleans Football reported, he was on his way traveling to New Orleans to be a part of the minicamp this week. The other guy we're keeping an eye on is Alvin Kamara, who's been away. Now, head coach Dennis Allen did say recently that Kamara's got a family now, and that's pulling on him, whereas it wasn't maybe earlier in his career. So, yeah, he'd like to have as many people there as possible, but he understands that he has got responsibilities elsewhere. So he hadn't been there, but all indications are that he'll probably be there for mandatory minicamp. It's not necessarily a contract type situation, although he is entering the final year of his deal at $11.8 million. Not the final year. He's got another year after this one, but the number is $25 million. It was one of those big numbers to inflate the average annual value of the deal. So you would think the Saints, if they want to keep Kamara beyond this year, at some point have to do something with his contract. But
yes, indeed. Shout out to the fan. Appreciate y'all being in this episode of the Coma. And like I've been saying for some time now, welcome, welcome, welcome. You're now rocking with the Sports Coma with Big Q and the guys, where we have intense, entertaining, educating, and enlightening sport talk from your favorite sports fam. Shout out to the fam. Appreciate y'all being in this Monday stream. Big ups to everybody. I see y'all all chimed in. JT Eternal, shout out to you. Quavadius, all right. Celtic-tastic, shout out to you. I hope I'm saying that right. Celtic-tastic X, is that right? Always, that one always get me hemmed up. Shout out to Roll, Bronze, Mocha, Poppy 504. Big ups to everybody, man. Good to see y'all in this thing as well. Appreciate you guys for being as it stinks. So in it, listen, fam, if y'all got any questions, please feel free to throw them in the chat section. By all means, feel free to kind of put a cue before you ask the question so that that'll pop out so I can automatically recognize you guys. Do that. Shout out to you. Appreciate you. I know it. Don't it always gets me? I don't know, man. Sometimes, hey, listen, I'm sorry, man. Sometimes I'll be screwing up names and stuff. You know, I have to apologize, you know. But shout out to you guys. Thank y'all for spending your afternoon with me. We're going to talk a few things today, man, with the in the mighty Who Dat Nation, man. We opened the broadcast up with that interview from NFL.com as they were talking about some of the things about the Saints. We did hear Dennis Allen make mention of his expectation is for Lattimore to be at camp. And, of course, the report did mention Nick Underhill. Shout out to Nick. That the Saints, that Lattimore will be there. Alvin Kamara will ultimately be there. And you can see that the reporter did mention Alvin Kamara's contract situation, which is something that will be talked about this, you know, later on in this going into this year. And I expect, listen, my expectations, and I know Dennis Allen says he don't care about any expectations outside of the building, but listen, my expectations in terms of what Alvin Kamara will do in this upcoming season is off the chains. And I'm saying it because if they can some kind of way take, and like I said, Alvin Kamara, in many ways, his skill set is actually, I'm not trying to disparage McCaffrey, who the 49ers have as, because he's fantastic. But Alvin Kamara, in many respects, his skill set does, it has the ability to go beyond McCaffrey's ability. Yeah, you see what I'm saying here? I think that, and they're both great backs, but I think Alvin Kamara might have a little bit more. We haven't seen that. We haven't seen him just go all out and just have a fantastic explosion of stats in football like we've seen with what the 49ers did with Christian McCaffrey last year. I mean, without his production, they could not have done what they did. He was phenomenal for them last year. And could we anticipate that with AK-41? Listen, and then, of course, you got 2 years remaining on his contract. He's coming up with a big old bump. And if he performs and has a big year, who knows? You know, but we getting closer toward him as he getting closer into his 30s. And that's when some of these running backs tend to kind of drop off. But listen, Alvin Kamara is not like most running backs, just like Christian McCaffrey. Those guys are multi-purpose backs that can play wide receiver if you need them to. Really, if you have an imagination, Alvin Kamara very rarely should leave the field. Like when he feels like he needs a little rest, you run him off and put somebody else out there. But man, Alvin Kamara, if you know how to use him properly on the football field, you have him at running back. You can line him up as a wide receiver. He has he catches the ball as well as most wide receivers in the game. He's just an ultimate compliment for whatever you got going on out there. So if the Saints played is just right, offensively speaking, there is not a, it's the imagination factor. Can they capture that with the Saints this year? With Taysom Hill lining up at running back, Alvin Kamara, Kendre Miller, Jamal Williams and his Pokemon stuff. Then you talk about all the other fantastic talent like Chris Olave, Rashid Shaheed, Juwan Johnson. Don't sleep on Juwan Johnson. Please don't sleep on Juwan Johnson either. A lot of talent, man. A lot of talent for the black and gold. So anyway, let's get into one of the reports right here. We'll go over a couple of articles right here. You can see this one here. And this is one right here that we talked about and made mention of, is that Lattimore is at the team facility as expected for minicamp this upcoming week. This is from NBC Sports. They came out and they're pretty much just quoting what Nick Underhill had tweeted out. The fact that, or what he reported on, is that Saints cornerback Marshawn Lattimore, who y'all remember last year was quite disgruntled with Dennis Allen's direct lack of direction and the losing that was going on with the Saints. It was a lot of drama going on. And then Dennis Allen ultimately did say he expects him to be here for 2024. We know that the trade window, not saying he will be, But right now, it's still June the 1st until the start of the season. So we know at some point the Saints are going to have to address this situation in terms of what's going on with the it probably at least going into next year. We'll have to determine on what that will look like. You see what I'm saying here, fam? But anyway, back to the article. It says the subject of trade rumors this offseason, Lattimore, you know, they were talking about him. He skipped the team voluntary offseason program, not participating in organized team activities, is something Lattimore has done in the past. He will, however, attend the Saints mandatory mini camp this week. And of course, and that's what I was saying. Like a lot of people were like saying, you know, Q, you know, he's missing out on this, he's missing out on that. And I said, listen, as long as you give them the option, it is what it is. You can't be mad when they don't come. And this is listed as voluntary. That means they have the right to either refuse or go. You give them the option. Some many go, some don't. So you see what I'm saying? And people's like, man, we need y'all to just be there every day so we can get this together. Well, as long as you give them the option, some of them will go home and get their rest and spend time with the fam. It's a long season, right? But anyway, when you say mandatory, they show up because if they don't, you know, money start getting taken out of the pockets. So that is not financially, you know, makes sense to some players. So like I said, Underhill reported that Lattimore is at the team facility ahead of Tuesday's start of minicamp. He spent his entire career with the Saints after joining the team as the 11th overall pick in 2017. And it appears that will continue for an eighth season. Injuries have limited Lattimore to a total of 17 games the past two years, with two total picks. He's made the Pro Bowl back in 2021. That seems so long ago. Lattimore's contract runs through 2026, but this is the final year he has with the guaranteed money. So this very well could be Lattimore's final season with the Saints. He is due to count over $14 million against the cap this season. So, like I said, man, they said Lattimore will be in the building. We're happy to have Lattimore because with Laddie Daddy, Paulson Adebo, who's coming up on a contract year as well, Paulson looking to get super paid, Laddie Daddy getting a bump at 14.6. Then you have the drafting of Kool-Aid McKinstry, who's getting healthy. He should be getting ready to kind of contribute. You heard Dennis Allen talk about that on the last show when he was talking about the players. And then, of course, you have Alante Taylor there. So we have a fantastic secondary in our cornerbacks, at least this year. We'll be able to see how it all works out, man. So could anybody out there say top five, baby? Could they say that top five, perhaps top three secondary in the NFL? Wouldn't be surprised if it's number one with a bullet if we can stay healthy, man. How about that? All right, so anyway, let's keep it pumping and pushing, man. Let's go to this next article here as we talk about, and shout out to Kat Terrell. And she wrote this one here about 2024 Saints minicamp, Derek Carr's backup cornerbacks, and more. So, you know, of course, with the minicamp coming in, we get some more looks at a couple of the guys that really kind of caught the Who Dat Nation's imagination, as well as other things. And what really makes this year's Saints minicamp really interesting is Clint Kubiak coming in with a whole new system, which breeds a certain amount of excitement about what could be done correctly, you see, correctly, responsibly, thoroughly with the Saints weapons, because we have a lot of really solid players offensive. A lot of questions dealing with the offensive line, but a whole new staff, offensively speaking, offensive coordinator, running backs coach, wide receivers coach, offensive line coach, you know, QBs coach, you name it, on offense, we got it. So so this will be an interesting situation because it also opens up questions about how the Saints defense will also defend that Clint Kubiak offense that over the previous several practices has shown the consistency, if you want to use that word, of being able to get in and out of the pocket, you know, in terms of the huddle, getting in and out of the huddle, out of its sets at a good rate. So you're seeing it's a faster rate. So obviously Clint Kubiak, Andrew Janoku, and others, who's a QB coach, they're doing a good job of trying to set the timing and get the timing right of how everything's supposed to go for what that offense is. And like I said, they have the weapons in place to make this work, man. But anyway, let's get into the article right here from Kat Terrell. She says Saints running back Jamal Williams, she talks about him. We played this interview about Jamal Williams. Everybody loves Jamal Williams because Jamal Williams is a big kid. You know, he's fun. He has fun. He talks about his cats. He loves Pokemon. He loves video games. He loves anime. Hey, man, I grew up loving anime. I don't really like cats that much until I did.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code POD to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code POD at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code POD.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
You know, it was one cat that I actually liked, and his name was Lucky. And that was the only cat, and Lucky kind of drew to me, you know, and he was always, and that kind of said, yeah, you know what? Cats are cool. Prior to that, I'm a dog guy. I love dogs. But yeah, but I have to give him something on the cats. You know, a lot of people don't like the cats, but listen, man, it was one cat in the world and his name was Lucky. He was pretty cool with me. But anyway, let's talk about this. She talked about Clint Kubiak's new offense, and we know that he described it as me likey. You know, so just what he is, what a smile. But, you know, when you look at it, he said Williams wasn't talking about the 2022 offense. He scored 17 touchdowns with the Lions or even a successful offense of the past Saints teams. He was specifically recalling when Raheem Mostert, who was an absolute beast when he was there for the 49ers, he was just ridiculous in that scheme, how they used him and other running backs. Then with the Niners, rushed for 220 yards and 4 touchdowns against the Packers back in the 2018 playoffs. The Saints intend to run a similar version of that style of offense made famous by Mike Shanahan and Gary Kubiak, who's the father of course, Clint Kubiak. He says this kind of success Williams can get behind. I've seen this offense before. Y'all remember what he says going against it, watching. I remember what Mostert going crazy against the Green Bay Packers. The Saints, who recently announced Drew Brees was inducted as well. We talked about that with the Pete Carmichael thing and all that kind of stuff. But what's really interesting of it, as we kind of move into the training, actually the mandatory minicamp situation that's opening up, because this will be the last time that we get a look at the Saints before we don't see them all the way until when the big camp starts. So, you know, it's already heating up. And remember, that camp is supposed to be moved out to California because there's supposed to be repairs, I think, going on airline that will be getting done while they're training out there, trying to get the cafeteria situation and a lot of that going and fixed for the New Orleans Saints, because it was voted as one of the pathetic, for the last couple of years, it got sour grape grades from the players and staff about how it was. So they finally took some of the money and decided to do something with it. With the team, which is a positive, man. You can't have people, you know, saying such and such, man. We the city of food. So at least the Saints, they got to represent, get some good food, some chefs, and have something down there. You can't have roaches and all that stuff I'm not saying, I'm just messing. Anyway, let's get back to it. Jake Haner isn't conceding the backup quarterback spot. Now, the rookie quarterback Spencer Rattler received a lot of early attention after the Saints took him in the fifth round of this year's draft, and eyes will be on him as well. But it's second-year quarterback Jake Haner you got to look out for, according to Kat, who looked consistently impressive in his early days at the backup quarterback competition. And remember, there were reports that came out about Jake Haner working with John Gruden in the offseason. So Jake Haner, if you remember Jake coming into the league last year, Jake Haner was never known to be a guy with a big arm, but he always was a guy that people talked about with a high football IQ and also the fact that he was very accurate. So sitting 1 year behind Derek Carr, going out there working with Coach Gruden to hopefully get his game together, it appears to have bore fruit, as Jake Haner's been looking pretty crisp in these past practices that we've seen in the OTAs. So anyway, Allen said that Rattler, who has thrown 3 interceptions during the portion of OTAs, open to meet his learning that throwing windows close more quickly in the NFL than in college. But Allen said that's all a part of the learning process. I'm encouraged by what I see out of him, and certainly there's a lot of improvement left to be had. I think he's making some good progress. He said he wasn't discouraged when the Saints selected Rattler just 1 year after taking him in the round. Well, the reality is the Saints took 2 quarterbacks, you know, in back-to-back years. I don't know if that's a thing that we've ever done that before, come to think about it. Y'all in the Great Saint Think Tank, y'all remind me and let me know if you guys have ever seen that before. Have the Saints in memory outside of this year taking 2 quarterbacks in back-to-back drafts? Y'all let me know, because I don't remember such. Maybe I have to go back a little further in my recollection here. But Haner said he wasn't discouraged by that. I'm going to be as prepared as I can be. Just because there's a little competition doesn't scare me. This is the NFL, and at the end of the day, if I want to accomplish my goals, I have to compete with a lot of different people. That's the right mentality. Competition is good. Competition is not a sin, like Rockefeller said. Only people that believe like that are monopoly people, and they have an inferior product, so they have to destroy everybody in the market so everybody buy that one thing from them. Competition is good. It's good for you. It's good for me. It's good for everybody. Haner is the only quarterback who has yet to throw an interception during the portion of OTAs open to the public, and starting quarterback Derek Carr threw his first interception on open portion Wednesday after the pass was batted at the line, then tipped into the hands of DeMario Davis. Haner's rookie season was derailed after he was suspended for the first 6 games for violating the NFL performance-enhancing drug policy. He said that he came into this year with a new sense of confidence, partially due to the new revisions to the playbook. I forgot about that PED suspension. End quote. There's a lot on your plate as a rookie. There's new people, new system, new coaching, and you're in the NFL now, Haner said. I feel like this system helps us to see things a little clearer. I guess the terminology, it's not what Drew did when it was taught to Drew in 09. It wasn't even 10 years old yet. It made sense to Drew, but it might not make sense to Jake Haner in 2024, 15 years later. I think now it's just more like things make sense. There's a rhyme or reason to things, and you can learn things faster and quicker. So I feel really confident going through the huddle, which is good, you know, because really the point will come down to, and I asked this question to a lot of people before, it's like, you got, you know, Derek Carr is going to make the team, and you know, Spencer Rattler's going to make the team. The Saints will not release Spencer Rattler. He'll be picked up off of the waiver wire. So we know they're not going to draft him and then release him. So that's 2 quarterbacks. So in my mind, after kind of rationalizing that, like, who do you think? Well, you're going to have Derek Carr and you're going to have Spencer Rattler. Who is it the other guy going to be? If Jake Haner stays on code and keeps doing what he's doing, looking sharp and crisp, it could be Jake Haner. But really, it's a battle between Jake Haner and Nate Peterman. So that's the thing. Peterman is the veteran, senior of the backups. And, you know, even though he didn't look too much like anything over these OTA periods, but things could rapidly change as you get into the Saints mini camp and then ultimately into the big camp. Things change because these guys are going to get more reps to see what they can do. So in my mind, it's really because Derek makes the team, Spencer makes the team, and it's a battle between Rattler and Nate Peterman for the other job. That's how I see it. So, you know, we'll see how it all goes, you know, right now. But it's positive right now for Jake Haener. All right. Like I said, Spencer Rattler is very interesting. More participation with the cornerbacks expected in the minicamp. We already talked about Elvin Kamara and Marshawn Lattimore will be in attendance for this. You know, Elvin has a family. Marshawn Lattimore probably spending time with his family. But Lattimore is a very positive thing that Lattimore is there in the secondary because we need him to compete, especially in the secondary. So, you know, next year, a lot of things are going to change. I know that. But for this year, right now, having that secondary together, Tyrann Mathieu, Jordan Howden, and others and our cornerbacks, we have a very solid group of cornerbacks and a very special secondary. And the defense as a whole, if healthy, man, it can be something spectacular, man, if healthy, that's the thing. Nita has been in attendance during the OTAs this year, meaning Kamara and Lattimore. And he says coaches said that Kamara was around the facility in the offseason. Lattimore was injured in week 10 of last season, has not been around the Saints facility this offseason. Saints defensive back, well, that's until today. And defensive backs coach Marcus Robinson said he wishes that Lattimore had been at the OTAs to get some work in on little details, but expects to see him next week. But we know Lattimore is a fast study. We know Marshawn Lattimore is a fast study. And it's not, and I'm not, you know, I would prefer them to be there, but I respect if they don't, if it's voluntary, but he's a fast learner. That's what make him a solid player and a pro. So whatever he needs to pick up, he'll pick it up and keep it pushing. That's why they pay him the big bucks. He's a shut down cornerback. Let's see what he can do. You know, you see what I'm saying? And I've only had 1 year with Lattimore. Obviously, he's extremely talented. Obviously, I wish he was here. This was what Coach Robinson said on Wednesday. I do think there were some things he could do better. But from an athletic perspective, he's extremely talented. Now, if he could put that together, we have some technique, a little bit of more knowledge of the game as far as of the game. And as far as how he's being attacked, I think he'll be exceptional. I mean, because he's a phenomenal corner in this league. So you can't take that away from him, but I do think he's missing out on an opportunity to get better as of right now. He could have been working on some game off to his own because some players do that in the off season. You know, that old saying about there's no off season for football players. Some of the pros, that's how they get really good, you know, in terms of their game getting ready. Elvin Kamara is already always ready to play and always in phenomenal shape. Marshawn Lattimore and all these other guys, they're professionals. They always are working in off season when they're healthy to get better, working on getting stronger, working on technique, you know, stamina, everything that you need to work on to help you when the time comes. All right. So the Saints is also expect to work, you know, get some work with Kool-Aid McKinstry into practice next week if he set out the first portion of OTAs with a foot issue. And then he said, I'm itching to get out there with the guys and build that bond, that chemistry that's going to be very special to the secondary. That's what Kool-Aid said. But just control what I can. He says, what I can control now right now is going hard in treatment and getting back to myself. So, indeed, it is going to be a cool. Like I said, seeing Laddie Daddy, seeing AK-41 out there, just going, you know, just healthy and out there just doing their things is a big plus because these are some of the best players in the game, in my opinion, man. These are, you know, some of the best Saint players that you have. So you need these guys to contribute this upcoming season to have that success that we really want them to see because we really want them to break this three-season playoff slide, rather. Questions in the trenches won't be answered anytime soon. Offensive lineman Trevor Penning said moving to left tackle to right tackle feels like a, quote, fresh start, end quote, after he was benched last year. Rookie first-round pick Tulisi Fuaga is learning to play on the left side. So he's after playing right side throughout all the college. How those players will handle these positions, these new positions likely won't be answered until the pads come on during training camp. And it's one of many questions for an offensive line that no longer has swing players like James Hurst, who is retired, and now Raiders lineman Andrew Pete. There's also been no sign of right tackle Ryan Ramczyk, which is somebody that we need to keep an eye out on, right? Ryan Ramczyk is a guy we need to keep an eye out on because he's a wild card. Even though Ramczyk is battling what could be a career-threatening knee injury and isn't expected to participate in the minicamp. So, like I said about Ram, it's unfortunate But this is something that's been plaguing Ramczyk since he, you know, what, for years now. It happened right after he signed that new, big time contract. He had an issue and has been plaguing him over the last years. And the Saints kind of keep it. They kept it tamped down up until last year when he kept getting rest days. Resume like, what's going on? And then it began to leak out that he had this knee issue. I knew it was bad. I just didn't realize, you know, back then that it was career threatening. And if it's career threatening, you need major knee surgery, which he has to step away from the game of football. He has to learn, get the surgery, then rehab, learn how to walk all over again and all this kind of stuff. And maybe he's saying, you know, he can deal with the pain and all that. But, man, listen, I wouldn't do that, bro. It's just a game when you're going up against life, dude. You know, that's just my thinking on it. And, of course, new free agent addition, Ali Udo, could be one of those swing players, although he has yet to fully participate in open practices. And that's a player that we want to get a good look at, because when they signed Ali Udo in free agency, he was the first offensive lineman veteran they picked up in free agency. The idea of Ali Udo wasn't to be a starter. He was listed as possibly being a swing lineman, the sixth lineman. That's how they seen or viewed Ali Udo. But it depends on how right now you got Nick Saldivari operating at the guard position. Does Nick Saldivari hold that guard spot? Who, you know, that is still very much open to see how that guard position, because we talk about all the two tackles. But the other guard position with Nick Saldivari, then you'll have Ali Udo competing with him. Perhaps Lucas, the veteran offensive lineman, will be competing there as well. So if Nick Saldivari can hold that starting position, then that'll allow Ali Udo to be the swing player that Saints envisioned him when they signed him.
The Sports Comb is brought to you by Bet Online, where the game starts.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.